From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Jacob Zuma resigned Wednesday as South African president following orders from the ruling African National Congress Party to do so.
I've served the people of South Africa to the best of my ability. I am forever grateful that they trusted me with their highest office in the land.
During his 30-minute address Wednesday, the 75-year-old Zuma said he disagreed with the way the ANC pressured him to step down amid years of corruption allegations.
Even though I disagree with the decision of the leadership of my organization, I have always been a disciplined member of the ANC.
Mr. Zuma's position was weakened after Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa was elected by the ANC to replace him as party leader in December. Mr. Zuma faced another no-confidence motion in Parliament. His decision ends a long career as an anti-apartheid resistance fighter who took office in 2009 but whose reputation has been tarnished by corruption allegations that he has denied. Mr. Ramaphosa could be sworn in as president as early as Friday. A 19-year-old gunman is in custody after returning to a Florida high school where he had been expelled and opened fire Wednesday with an assault rifle, killing 17 and wounding several. Scott Israel is the Broward County Sheriff.
12 victims were within the building. 2 victims are outside, just outside the building. 1 victim is on the street at the corner of Pine Island, and 2 people lost their lives at the hospital.
The shooting took place in Parkland, about 70 kilometers north of Miami. The suspect is identified as Nicholas Cruz. President Donald Trump offered his prayers and condolences to the families of the victims. This is VOA News.